plus a second constant number times the there value. The rate of change of the there value is a third constant number times the here value plus a fourth constant number times the there value. These constant numbers are collectively known as the Hamiltonian of the simple system. The Hamiltonian characterizes the system itself rather than any particular state of the system. It tells us everything there is to know about how the state of the system evolves from any given initial conditions. By itself, quantum mechanics does not tell us what the Hamiltonian is. The Hamiltonian has to be derived from our experimental and theoretical knowledge about the nature of the system in question. This simple system can, incidentally, also be used to illustrate Bohr's idea of complementarity by considering other ways of describing the state of the same particle. For instance, there is a pair of states, something like states of definite momentum, that we may call stop and go, in which the here value of the wave function is respectively either equal to the there value or equal to minus the there value. We can, if we like, describe the wave function in terms of its stop and go values rather than its here and there values. The stop value is the sum of the here and there values, and the go value is the difference. If we happen to know that the particle's position is definitely here, then the there value of the wave function must vanish, and so the stop and go values of the wave function must be equal, which means that we know nothing about the particle's momentum. Both possibilities have 50% probability. Conversely, if we know that the particle is definitely in the state stop, with zero momentum, then the go value of the wave function vanishes. And because the go value is the difference of the here and there values, the here and there values must then be equal, which means that we know nothing about whether the particle is here or there. The probability of either is 50%. We see that there is a complete complementarity between the here or there and the stop or go measurement. We can make either sort of measurement, but whichever one we choose to make leaves us completely in the dark about the results we would find if we made the other sort of measurement. Everyone agrees on how to use quantum mechanics, but there is serious disagreement about how to think about what we are doing when we use it. For some who felt wounded by the reductionism and determinism of Newtonian physics, two aspects of quantum mechanics seemed to offer a welcome balm. Where human beings had no special status in Newtonian physics, in the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics, humans play an essential role in giving meaning to the wave function by the act of measurement. And where the Newtonian physicists spoke of precise predictions,